Rebshita, Meretz Yisrael. The Sefer Sot has 14 ma'amarim on Lag BaOmer, and then another, I don't know, 30 ma'amarim on Shavuos, Yul HaSachag. Okay, so this is Maimer Yud Gimel in his section on Lag BaOmer. Rashbi Mishevet Shimon. Everyone knows that Rashbi is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. His name was Shimon, but apparently he was also from Shevet Shimon, which is a very interesting thing. We have to figure out where we get such an idea from, what we can learn from it. As we prepare ourselves for the Yom Tov HaGadol of Pnimiyas HaTorah, Lag BaOmer. Isa B'Sefer Tekanas HaShavin, LaRav HaKadosh Rav Tzadok HaKohen Zechuso Yagen Aleinu Mi Lublin. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin writes in his Sefer Tekanas HaShavin in Osavav, B'zeh HaLashon, V'chein Kibalti, I have a tradition, I heard from my Rebbeim, Ki Rashbi Haya Mishevet Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes from Shevet Shimon. Again, we know his name is Shimon, but that he comes from the tribe of Shimon is fascinating. Ukumo Kain, so he says that's what I was makabel. Kach Sosam HaKohen HaGadol Me'achav. This is what the Kohen, the great Kohen, Tzadok HaKohen, teaches us. V'lo Piresh Me'mi Kibel HaDavar. And he does not tell us where he got this idea. It's not so clear in sources that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was from a particular Shevet that we know of, but Rav Tzadok says, I have a Besorah, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came from Shevet Shimon. Okay. Ukamo Kein, Kasav B'Sefer Me'ashi Loach. The same thing we find in the writings of the Rebbe of Rav Tzadok, so I guess that shed some light on where he was makabel this idea from. We find in the writings of the Me'ashi Loach, the Ishbitzer Rebbe, in Parshas Tetzava, V'zeh Lashono, he writes over there, B'Shevet Shimon Nimtza Amkus Gadol B'Divrei Torah. The tribe of Shimon has a tremendous, tremendous depth when it comes to Torah. V'chein, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the one who revealed to us the deepest secrets and wellsprings of Torah. V'ya'an ki hayim Mishevet Shimon, ki yadua, since Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was from Shevet Shimon, as is known, hayibo Divrei Torah Amukim. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed to us very, very deep Torah. Because he's from a tribe that has tremendous depth. However, what do we know about Shevet Shimon? Let's think for half a second. What do we know about the story of Shimon, the person? What do we know in terms of Shevet Shimon? Shimon and Levi. Tribe of Shimon. Who comes from Shimon? Who else comes from Shimon besides Rashbi? Besides our Rabbi Shimon, who else comes from Shimon? Okay, so let's see. He writes in the next section, Rashbi Tiken es kol ha-chazronos Shevet Shimon. Shevet Shimon has a lot of issues. I don't know if it's for us to judge, and I don't know if we were given permission to judge that I would say that Shevet Shimon is the most problematic Shevet, but I would probably put them second from the bottom. Maybe Shevet Dan gets into even more trouble. But Shevet Shimon gets into a lot of trouble. The person Shimon gets into trouble. The Shevet Shimon gets into trouble. And therefore, we need a very, very deep person like Rabbi Shimon to somehow rectify the shortcomings of Shevet Shimon. V'shuv matzasi kein v'sefer HaKadosh Sifsei Tzadik. He said, I found in the writings of the Sifsei Tzadik. The Sifsei Tzadik was the brother-in-law of the Sfas Emes. And actually, after the Sfas Emes passed away in the early 1900s, there were many who went to the Sifsei Tzadik, who took him on as a Rebbe, the Rebbe of Pilz. So he passed away in 1920. So the Sifsei Tzadik writes in his writings on Lag BaOmer, B'zeh HaLashon, Ulai Rashbi Mishevet Shimon, he says it B'derech Efsher, perhaps Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is from Shevet Shimon, V'tikein kol ma shehaya chesronos b'shivta. And Rabbi Shimon, who carried the name of this Shevet, was here to be metakein some of the shortcomings, or maybe all of the shortcomings, of his Shevet. As it says in the Yalkut Shimoni in Parsha Shoftim, in the Medrash in Parsha Shoftim, Shelo hayinimtza shofet mishivto mibnei chet zimri. Who was the Nasi? Who was the Shofet? Who were some of the leaders? Who were some of the famous personalities that came from Shimon? There was a Yid named Zimri ben Salu. You've heard of him? Zimri came from Shevet Shimon. Zimri, of course, was the one who was involved in that famous and tragic act of Arayos, which was really the culmination of what? Of really a whole wave of Arayos amongst Klal Yisrael. And we know the Torah describes that there were what? There were 24,000, sound familiar that number? 24,000 Jews who died in that terrible plague, which was triggered by Arayos and Avodah Zarah, Baal Peor. And finally, Pinchas put an end to it when he stabbed, when he took his spear in his hand, and he put an end to this terrible Chil Hashem by killing Zimri ben Salu and Cosby and Zimri. A non-Jewish princess and a Nasi of Shevet Shimon. Okay? Now, Zimri ben Salu is also a complicated parsha, because again, whenever you talk about big people and big averas, you know that there's a depth to it. And there's an element of Avera Lishma to it, things that we don't really understand. I spoke about that with the Shlomo Katz thing a little while back, how Zimri was, again, he was a Nasi of the Shevet. He was appointed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he's not someone, we have to understand, it wasn't just a simple act of temptation that he's sleeping with a non-Jewish woman in public. It's very strange. It's very hard to imagine such a thing. Okay, but nonetheless, this was one of the shortcomings of Shevet Shimon. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes to be metakim. Again, Shelo ayin nimtza shofei mishivtom evnei chid Zimri, al yidei tikun rashmi zocha lamailos kadoshos kamo navi v'shofet. Sham haya michsho al yidei basar v'yayin, kedi isa b'medrash rabo, lakach tikin rashmi shelo ta'am yud gibol shanem basar v'yayin rak charuvin umayin. So therefore, since Shevet Shimon kind of lost their leader, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as a tikkun of that, became one of the greatest leaders. And since Shevet Shimon was nichshol, as the Medrash says, not only in Avodah Zarah, not only in Arayos, but through what? Through eating and drinking. You have to realize, eating and drinking is often associated with sin. If you think about it, the first chait that brought the whole world down was a chait of eating. By the Egel Azav. What does it say? It says, when they made the egel, it says, Vayochlu v'yishtu, they ate and they drank. And then they rebelled against Hashem. So eating and drinking often comes with sinful behavior. That's why the Sefer Achinuch reminds us of that. The Sefer Achinuch reminds us of the dangers of eating and drinking. The Ben Sorer Umora, this rebellious child who needs to be put to death, he's described as what? Zolel v'sovei. He's a gluttonous person. Okay? And there's very strong connections, of course, between Kedushas HaPeh and Kedushas HaBris, which means that the way that a person eats will have a lot to do with the way that a person acts in terms of sexual activity and inyanim of Kedusha, of morality. Okay, so therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as a tikkun for the michshol of eating and drinking, for they stumbled, the Shevet of Shimon stumbled with Arayos and Avodah Zarah and eating and drinking. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spent 13 years in a cave, where he sustained himself entirely, says the Gemara in Shabbos, of what? With charuvin, which means what? Carob. And mayim, and water. Okay, carob and water. No fancy drinks, no fancy food. That was part of the tikkun, that breaking of the body of Rabbi Shimon, which he went through in that cave, in that Gemara in Shabbos, the famous story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the cave, when he was hiding from the Romans and avoiding that persecution, was a tikkun for the pogrom of Achila and Shtia that led to some of the tragic mistakes of Shevet Shimon. Okay, so he's a big tikkun. He's a big tikkun for Shevet Shimon. What about it? Oh, the Rashbi diet. The Rashbi diet, yeah. Yeah, don't try this at home, kids. Probably do a number on your stomach. But yeah, 13 years buried in sand, sustaining himself with carob and water. Yeah. Okay. So, me'atu bo cheshbon. So, he says in the bottom right-hand paragraph. Come on, do you got a copy? Right there. Me'atu bo cheshbon. So, now let's think this through for a second. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, sha'alav nemar bizar kadosh, has had dvarim hamuflogim biyoser, shenemru al yulud isha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's praised in ways that we don't find such titles of honor and expressions of praise given to any other human being. Yalud Isha means one born of woman. A human being who was kim'at, not a human being. He was beyond. He was a malach who lived in this world. About Rishon Bar Yochai, we find in the Zohar, top of the left column, Shenamar B'Zohar Kedisha, Yeireh Kol Zechorcha Es Penei HaAdon Hashem, an amazing and complicated Zohar. It says what? In the context of Aliyah L'Regel, it says that three times a year, right, the Shlosh Regalim, all males need to appear before Hashem. If you've ever learned Mishnayos or Maseches, the Gemara Chagiga, you'll know that a person brings various karbanos when they come to Aliyah L'Regel, the Olas or Iyah, the Shalei Chagiga. There's an obligation to appear, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, to come up to Yerushalayim, come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring karbanos. Okay? Yeireh kol zechorcha es p'nei Adon Hashem. So listen to the Zohar. The Zohar says an unbelievable thing. The Zohar says, Man p'nei ha'adon Hashem. Man p'nei Adon Hashem. Who is p'nei Adon Hashem? Who is the face of the Master of Hashem? Survey says, Hashem? I don't know. Who is Hashem? No? Tough kasha. I bet if I asked my son Yaakov, who's 4 years old, Yaakov, right? Who, when the Torah talks about Hashem, who is it talking about? Hashem? Right. No, says the Zohar, Man p'nei Adon Hashem, Dorashvi. Who is the face of the Master of Hashem? This is a reference to Rishon Bar Yochai. Now, that's a loaded statement. Right? Because needless to say, you know, a Christian theologian would probably have a really great time with this. Oh, look, a human God. Rashbi is the Pnei Adon Hashem, maybe the Son of God, right? You could say all sorts of crazy, heretical things if you don't understand the Zohar properly. What does that mean, Man Pnei Adon Hashem, Da Rashbi? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is described as Pnei Adon Hashem. That's an unbelievable praise. Now, he's not the only one that we find such a thing. There's the Yerushalmi in Bikurim that says such a thing about one of the other Tanayim. And we find the Gemara Maseches Megillah that says that Hashem called Yaakov Avinu Kel, that Hashem referred to Yaakov Avinu as El, godly. The face of Yaakov, after all, is on the Kavod. Yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Ish Him. And the Medrash says the bottom half of Moshe is Ish, the upper half of Moshe is godlike. So again, we have some scary Mamar Chazal, right, if misunderstood. The truth is, if we just go back to this past week's Parsha, maybe the whole thing becomes not as overwhelming because Kedoshim Tiyu, every single one of us is supposed to be godly. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because if you realize that you have a divine spark inside of you, that means you have a piece of Hashem inside you. Well, a piece of God, there's no such thing as a piece of Hashem. So if I'm reflecting Hashem in this world, I guess that means in some way I am Hashem? Again, this is a complicated Maamar Chazal, but it's a pasuk in Chumash, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. Forget the pasuk in Iyo for a second. Forget, you know, Chelek Elokam Imal. That's a pasuk in Iyo. How about a pasuk in Chumash? Ki Chelek Hashem Amo. The portion of Hashem is His people. Or said differently, a piece of God is His people. Every one of us is a piece of Hashem. So the fact that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai became so godly that the Zohar says, Man Pnei Adon Hashem is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is an amazing thing. It's probably one of the most extreme expressions of praise that you can give a human being. And that's the point that the Tolner Rebbe is trying to make here. Va'od Isa Bazar Kadosh, Shirash Bihaya Bidarga Gavawa Afilu Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai reached Madregos that were beyond the level that Moshe Rabbeinu himself attained. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, Vayechal Moshe v'gomer, Moshe pleaded with Hashem, Vayechal Moshe. When was Moshe pleading with Hashem in Kisisa? Right after Chet Egel, Hashem was very angry. Vayechal Moshe, Moshe davens, he begs the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, what are you getting so angry about? Vayechal Moshe as Pnei Hashem Elokov. Moshe also pleaded to the face of Hashem, face to face with Hashem. Why are you getting so angry, Hashem? It's going to be a greater chil, Hashem, if you destroy Klal Yisrael. Okay, so the Zohar says that from that pasuk and the fact that it says Vayechal Moshe, Demashma Da'achid Le Pargoda, Va'ant Rabbi Shimon gozer v'kutcha brichu mekayim, who gozer va'ant mevata. Says the Zohar, Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to what? Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to try to negotiate with Hashem. The mashma de ochel le pargoda, that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to find, you know, a platform for himself. He's trying to find a way to negotiate. But you, Rabbi Shimon, you make gezeros and Hashem fulfills them. Who goes if Ant Mavatel? Hashem decrees and you negate. Right? Meaning, matter of fact, Moshe is trying to negotiate. Moshe has to try to convince Hashem. It's not whatever Moshe says goes. But by you, Rabbi Shimon, you say something and Hashem does it. Hashem says something and you have veto power. Even more so than Moshe, who's begging, Vayechal Moshe. Moshe had to beg Hashem to get his way. He got his way also in the end. It's not stam. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have, you know, like this like matter of fact way with HaKadosh Baruch of just Hu Amar Vayehi. You say it and it is. Yeah. Moshe was the greatest Navi of all time. That's true. B'chacham adif minavi. And Rashbi taught the greatest Torah of all time. So the Gemara Baba Basra says that a wise person is greater than a Navi. So Einachanami, in terms of Nevuah, Einachanami. B'chacham Yisrael k'moy sh'od. There's no one like Moshe Rabbeinu. But in terms of levels, Madregos, again, in overall Avodas Hashem, what we're suggesting now is that Moshe Rabbeinu was surpassed by Rabbi Shimon. Also by Rabbi Akiva. We touched on it a tiny bit Purim time, if you remember. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Aleph, got to level 49 out of 50. Rabbi Akiva had a sheiches to the Shar Nun. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the student of Rabbi Akiva. Who would you say is better? I had a thought this past Shabbos. Who had a higher madriga, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai or Rabbi Akiva? So for a long time, I always thought, the Pashtus is Rabbi Akiva. The Rebbe is always greater than the Talmud. Even though we know in some ways the Talmud surpasses the Rebbe. So that's why it's kind of a trick question. The truth is, Rav Tzadok writes in one place that what Lag BaOmer is actually celebrating is celebrating Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I was Mekabel the best Torahs of my Rebbe. He wasn't the Rebbe though. He was the greatest student of the Rebbe. He wasn't the Rebbe. So why don't we celebrate Rabbi Akiva's Yartzeit? Why do we celebrate Rabbi Shimon's Yartzeit? Rav Tzadok says Pasha. In Pri Tzadok, he says Pasha. You know why? Tell me why. Why can't you celebrate the Yartzeit of Rabbi Akiva? Why can't you celebrate the Yartzeit of Rabbi Akiva? Stam a big shaila. How do you celebrate a Yartzeit? It's a chassidish inyan to celebrate a Yartzeit. By the Litvaks, they're not into celebrating Yartzeits. There's a story, the Beis Halevi once came. It's a great story. The Beis Halevi came and he said he saw some Jews. He walked into a shul and he saw some Jews sitting there making l'chaims, a little cake, shtikl mezainis. Sitting there in a talis tefillin. Oh, what's going on here? Oh, it's such and such a Rebbe's Yartzeit. So Beis Halevi said, that's what you do on a Yartzeit? You didn't drink by a Yartzeit. So Beis Halevi said, I don't know the source for this. He says, now at least I understand the pasuk. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be mekabel the Torah, and they thought he died, so what did Klal Yisrael do when they thought he died? They ate, they drank, they made an egel. He said, at the end of the Torah, when Moshe actually died, what does it say? They cried, haspedim, you know. So the Beis Halevi said, so what was the difference between the first time Moshe died and the second time Moshe died? The first time Moshe died was before Kabbalah Satorah. They hadn't yet fully received the Torah. So what was the relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu prior to Kabbalah Satorah? He took them out of Mitzrayim. He was a Baal Moifis. Yeah, he was a Rebbe. He knew how to do Rebbish stuff. So for the first time Moshe died, so they did Rebbe's stuff. They ate and they drank, right? They made a tikkun, they made a l'chaim on his Yartzeit. At the end of the Torah, after Moshe was what? Taught Torah for 40 years, a litvish rosh yeshiva, yeah? So then when he passed away, what did they do? They fasted, they cried, haspedim. This is what the Beis Halevi said, okay? L'snag de shavart, yeah? Not such an inyan to... to eat and drink by Yartzen. Okay, fine. How did we get to this topic? Why was I telling you this? Who is greater? Right, good. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Akiva. Nus. So Astam, it's a shaila that everyone wants to know. How do you celebrate the death of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? Yartzeit in Shulchan Aruch are fast days. Shulchan Aruch. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. Zayin Adar, fast day. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. This week's Pirkei Avos. Yeah? This week's Pirkei Avos, we're just learning yesterday. We were learning about what? Rabbi Chanan ibn Tradion. Rabbi Chanan ibn Tradion is one of the Asar Harugei Malchus. Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. His yartzeit, I think, is Chaf Zayin Sivan. Fast day. Okay, not everyone is knowing these fasts, needless to say. So what's the pshat? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's yartzeit is a celebration? That's the pashas of what Lag BaOmer is about. The Rama says, we don't say Tachnun. What's the pshat? No? But go back to my question. Why don't we celebrate Rabbi Akiva's yartzeit? If Rabbi Akiva was greater than his Talmud Rashbi, so why don't we celebrate Rabbi Akiva's yartzeit? Whose birthday? That's not my question. My question is, why don't we celebrate Rabbi Akiva's yartzeit? You're right. Ein Hachanami. It's also Rashbi's birthday, according to some. Bnei Sasser says it's also Rishon Bar Yochai's birthday. That's not my question. My question is, if Rabbi Akiva was greater than Rabbi Shimon, so why are we celebrating the Talmud? Why aren't we celebrating the Rebbe's yartzeit? Yeah? Rabbi Akiva Pashut. Kiva Pashin. Rabbi Akiva was tortured to death by the Romans. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, had his flesh ripped off of him with iron combs by barbaric murderers. We're not dancing and singing on such a day. It's not happening. So says Rav Tzadok, the truth is Lag BaOmer really is a celebration of Torah's Rabbi Akiva. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu only made it to level 49. Rabbi Akiva made it to level 50. The Zohar here is also telling us that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai also surpassed Moshe. So now I'm asking you the question. Who is greater, Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? So I'm telling you, Rav Tzadok says that Lag BaOmer is really a celebration of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who is mamish, kulo neshama, in achanami. Rabbi Akiva maybe didn't die. Whatever was happening with the Romans, we have a tradition from the Maharam Rutenberg that a person who dies like Kiddush Hashem experiences no pain. That's the Masorah. A person who dies al Kiddush Hashem actually experiences no pain. So they ask Akasha. So why were there Jews who've died al Kiddush Hashem throughout the ages who were screaming as they were being tortured to death? Okay. That's maybe Hashem's way of covering up the miracle of dying painlessly. But apparently a person, we have such a tradition. Again, I'm not going to go into this topic right now, but we have a tradition that a person who dies al Kiddush Hashem does not experience pain in that death. Okay? How we know such a thing, what that means. Again, not for now. So I ask you again, who's greater, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai or Rabbi Akiva? So I would have said the Pashtus is. I would have said the Pashtus is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is a Talmud. Rabbi Akiva is the Rabbi. No, what's the gematria of Rabbi Akiva? Neshama, 395. Rabbi Akiva is kula neshama. Rabbi Akiva is a neshama. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai also negated his body, as we learned. He spent 13 years in a cave, buried in the sand, eating carob and water, drinking water. Okay? Rabbi Akiva's name is Gematria Neshama. It's going to be hard to... But then I realized this Shabbos, that maybe Rashbi is greater than Rabbi Akiva. I have to develop it more, but I want to just tell you one little nekuda that I realized this Shabbos. We learned a couple times already that Rabbi Shimon is connected to who? In terms of Gilgulim, who do we know that Rabbi Shimon is connected to? I mean, now we're connecting Rabbi Shimon to all of Shevet Shimon. But who do we know Rabbi Shimon's connected to? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, we learned on Sunday, Moshe Rabbeinu needed a little backup. Alisa Lamarum Shevisa Shevi. Shevi is Shimon Bar Yochai. He had the soul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai joined Moshe Rabbeinu to fight off the angels and to bring down the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Who is Rabbi Akiva connected to? Look at his name. Yaakov Avinu. Right? Rabbi Akiva is connected to Yaakov Avinu. Now, I know I'm about to create like this
infinity loop that's not going to be solvable, okay? Because you're going to say, wait, if he's greater than him, but he's greater than him, but then how is he greater than him? So, okay? But just think about this for a second, Moshe and Yaakov. If Rabbi Akiva is Yaakov and Rashbi is Moshe, so does anyone know anything about the relationship between Moshe and Yaakov? They're both Torah, okay? They both have a sheiches to the mid of Tiferes. And there's a line in the Zohar, in the writings of Kabbalah, it says that Moshe and Yaakov actually share one midah, except that one is on the inside and one is on the outside. It says that in the mid of Tiferes, Yaakov milabar, Yaakov is the external aspect, and Moshe milagav, and Moshe is the internal aspect. So that means that if Yaakov is Rabbi Akiva, and Rashbi is Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe is the more internal aspect of Yaakov Avinu, so in a certain sense, I guess that means Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai goes even higher than his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. I told you we've created an impossible loop, because we just learned that what? That Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva were greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. So now, it's all okay. But again, it's something to think about. And again, what we're learning here, says the Tolna Rebbe, is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe had to beg Hashem to get his way. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai very simply got his way. So the question that we're really setting up in terms of this piece in front of us is what? How could Shevet Shimon, lowly Shevet Shimon, with all of its chesronos, the greatest chilul Hashem, 24,000 members of Shevet Shimon were killed in a plague. Interesting, there were 24,000 of Rabbi Akiva's students who also died. And somehow Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has to do with that tikkun as well. Okay, so let's read on. He says in the left-hand column, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, middle paragraph, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ze sheigia ledargos hachi gavos, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai who reached the highest levels, nisgado mitoch shevet Shimon, shayesh shevet hadochoi biyosim mikol shivtei ka. What an amazing thing. Vina hafuchu. To see how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came from what the Tolna Rebbe refers to here as the lowest and most rejected of the Shvatim. Shekvar mishas leidaso hayadachoy, that from the time Shimon, the person, was born, he was already off to a terrible start. Why was he called Shimon? Shemishum kach nikra Shemo Shimon. Why did Leah name her son Shimon? Ki shoma Hashem ki snua anochi. Because Hashem, what? Hashem heard that I was hated by Yaakov Avinu, that I was rejected by my husband. So the very name Shimon comes from the fact that what? From the fact that Leah's in terrible pain, that Leah feels hated by her husband. Yeah? What do we call the yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? We call it Hilula de Rashbi. What's a Hilula? Hilula is a wedding. Is there any time that a husband and wife feel closer to each other than at the wedding? I mean, halavai, in a healthy, proper, growing marriage, the answer should be yes. That as life moves forward, you fall in love with each other that much more. Right? But there's a certain raw level of connection standing under the chuppah, right? That there's this awesome love. So Leah says, my husband hates me. That's so sad. We can look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu who were on our way to marrying on Shavuos and say, our chassan hates us. Hashem's not going to want to marry us again on Shavuos. We're not worthy of being married. So Shevet Shimon was a very rejected Shevet. Uvehemshech nidkra Shevet Shimon uBirchas Yaakov. And while everyone else is getting brachos, what did Shimon get? This patch across the face. Tochacha, Yaakov says, Shimon and Levi, a bunch of troublemakers. He yelled at them. Everyone else is getting brachos. Yaakov is on his deathbed. Parshas Vayechi. Shimon, rejected. Ulaachar mikein, nidkha gami birchas Moshe Rabbeinu. And it wasn't much better. You go to Vizos HaBracha at the end of the Torah, and Shimon is still there. They're kind of chutz l'machana. Shevet Shimon's really a failed Shevet. Afal pisha kol ha-shvatim kulam kein this baruch mipiv. Everyone's getting brachos except for Shimon. They're a cursed people, a hated people. And Dafka from such a place, one of the greatest neshamos of all time, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who reveals the deepest Torah, comes from such a low place. That's how it always is. If you haven't figured it out by now, that's always how things go. Mashiach comes from low places. Tzaddikim come from unusual places. Lofty Torah is revealed at unusual times, in unusual places, to unusual people. Right? This is how it is. This is the irony of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. Everyone's getting brachas from Moshe. Shimon is being rejected. And the Nasi of Shevet Shimon is Zimri ben Salu, who commits one of the most embarrassing scenes in the entire Torah. Intimate barabim in public, in the middle of the street, with a Gayisha woman. Read what the Targum Yonasan says on those psukim. Klai Yisrael standing there on the sidelines, crying their eyes out. The Gadol Hador is committing an act of arayos in the middle of the street. Everyone's standing there. The Targum Yonasan says they're crying. They're saying Shema. They think like the world's going to come to an end. This is Shevet Shimon. Shebegino nehergu choftal and lof mi Yisrael. 24,000 people died because of this whole maisa. And that was the Shevet that was dochoy mikol v'kol. The Shevet that was rejected through and through. V'dafka mitoich haShevet hadochoy hazeh kam Rashbi. V'higia l'dargos hagavos, turn the page, v'yoser kilorisha. And dafka from such a place came mamish, the greatest of the great, the one who believes in every Jew, the famous line of Rav Aaron of Karlin, the Beis Aaron, kol mi sheyesh lo emuna barashmi, yesh lo chizuk barashmi, anyone who believes in Rabbi Shimon, who believes in the message of Rabbi Shimon, who believes in the life of Rabbi Shimon, who believes in the chizuk of Rabbi Shimon, gets chizuk from Rabbi Shimon. And then Rav Aaron of Karlin said, just like Hashem is for everyone, so too is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Again, another difficult line. Right? A very dangerous line if improperly understood. Just like God is for all, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is for everyone. Maybe later in the week or next week we'll have a shir entirely devoted to that topic. What did Rav Aaron of Karlin mean when he said, just like Hashem is for everyone, Rabbi Shimon is for everyone? But again, why do we get so much chizuk for Rabbi Shimon? Because if you feel like I'm off to a bad start, don't worry, says Rabbi Shimon. Where I come from was a really bad start. And dafka from that place, he says where it's underlined, top of the second page, Lamdeinu ki haTorah eina tluya b'yichus. Torah, becoming a deep soul, doesn't matter where you came from. A person can always rise above. Eina tluya b'zchus avos. Ela ach v'rak ba'avodas ha'odam atzma. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai worked on himself. And he became great, even though he came from a very seemingly unholy source. V'alkein afal pi, even though Rabbi Shimon was developed from such a shevet, about such a shevet that it said, snua anochi. Yeah, when Leah says snua anochi, the word snua anochi also could be understood as what? Snua anochi, what's anochi? Anytime you see the word anochi in the Torah, you have to think what? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The first word we heard from God at Har Sinai. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher tzisichem eretz Yitzrayim b'beis avadim. So snua anochi means I come from a place where what? Where I have this kind of love-hate relationship with Hashem. The anochi Hashem Elokecha is snua by me. Rabbi Shimon came from a place where it would have been easy for him to think about his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Where did Rabbi Akiva come from? Rabbi Akiva came from what? From he was a little yingle in Cheder in Yerushalayim with Langapayas. Nuchumish Rashi forwards and backwards at the time he was 3 years old. Rabbi Akiva was not interested b'chal. Rabbi Akiva hated Torah, chevra. Rabbi Akiva was not had a conversation with some people in my neighborhood last night. They're talking about their son and how their son is struggling to get into learning. But he's very parv about it. Just not interested. Stam not interested. You know, he's not rebellious. He's not off the derech. He's just in like a very polite way. It's like, you know, he's getting dressed and his mother's like, oh, did you put on your tzitzis today? Oh, no thanks. It's hard to respond to that, you know? It's not like a rebellion. It's just like, stam, like, not interested, davening, no thank you. Learning, no. Not interested, thank you so much. Respectful kid, you know? Believes in God, but like, parv as can be when it comes to, you know, doing. Feels very stuck in that way. Yeah? So, okay, that's one madrega of like not being into it. There's another madrega, which is better and worse, honestly. If you're asking me from like a chinuch perspective, parents have a better chance and a worse chance if your child is rebellious, right? Because he could turn that spark and that fire into something holy. Or it could, God forbid, you know, you can end up in darker places. Yeah? Rabbi Akiva hated Torah. Rabbi Akiva was not Parv. Rabbi Akiva was a Ben Gerim, a son of converts. Yeah. His parents probably pressured him too much when he was young. Rabbi Akiva went away. He was not interested. Rabbi Akiva told his Talmidim in the Gemara in Pesachim, I hated from people. Hated. Snua. Hated. The Rebbe of Rishon Baruch Hai hated Torah. He said, I hated Talmidei Chacham so much that when I saw them, I wanted to bite them like a donkey. Such animosity. So the Talmidim said, why like a donkey? Rebbe, why'd you pick a donkey? Why didn't you say I want to bite like a dog? Why bite like a donkey? He says, because when a dog bites, if a dog bites you, it tears your flesh. When a donkey, if you get your arm or leg locked in a donkey's jaw, it'll crush your bones. Crush the etzem. Etzem means the essence. I hated Talmidei Chacham. I hated Torah. Rabbi Akiva says, I wanted to destroy Torah. I hated it. And then Rabbi Akiva, Vina Hafachu, became the transmitter of Torah Shebaal Peh. As he's called sometimes in Shas, Rabbi Akiva, Stimta. Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Yeah? Stam Braisa, Stam Tosefta. Stam Sifra, Stam everything, all the great transmitters of Torah Shebaal Peh, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Nechemia, you know who all these Jews were? Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. You know why Torah Shebaal Peh is vibrant? Because of Rabbi Akiva. He's like the link in the chain of Torah Shebaal Peh, the one who hated rabbinic personalities and wanted to crush their bones. So Yishun Baruch Hai also came from a place of terrible hate. Of terrible rejection. And yet Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, despite growing up in such a place, says the Talmud Rebbe, fifth line on the page, Lo nafal l'rifyon yadayim, he didn't allow his hands to become weak. V'amol v'hisyageya v'la'i ba'uraisa. But he made himself weary with Torah. He worked hard. Ad sheyigia l'darga ha'gavoa mikol dargin, until he reached mamash, the highest of levels. V'hu limud gadol l'chol adam b'asharhu. And chaver, this is the most simple Lag Ba'Omer lesson in the world, but such an important lesson. Shagamim ain lo yichus. Even if you don't come from rebbes, you don't come from chashuv people, your parents are not serious b'nei Torah, ve'ein lo zchus avos, and you don't have, obviously we all have zchus avos, Av Mitzvah and Yaakov, but if you don't have, you know, the last number of centuries, you don't have a long chain of great Torah personalities, a person needs to know she'ein adavar toli elabi. A person needs to know the simple Mitzvah, that if I want it, I can get it. Rabbi Akiva decided at some point he wanted it, and he got it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came from a rejected Shevet, but he wanted it and he got it. Uve'emes l'chol echad ve'echad yesh zmanim shebahem hu shari b'chinas moichin dekatnis. We all have our moments when we're holding by Shevet Shimon. Yeah, when we turn into Zimri ben Salu and we're involved in lowly things. V'umargish shafal uvazoy v'dachoy. And you feel lowly and you feel spurned and you feel rejected. V'yoma dihilula kadish shahadein Malamid osanu, shekol echad yachov v'tzarech l'schazik u'lahavin ki ikir chefso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dafka ba'amel v'yegiya shal hazman ha'lalo. But when a Jew is able to make something out of those low moments and push himself to lift himself up and to overcome obstacles, it's the greatest thing in the world. That's the greatest thing in the world. It's the greatest kavod you can give a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Od yoser min avoda b'yam shal mochin degadlis. Much you're tired to grab a minute to learn, it's worth more, right? Being 9 to 1, you know, and learning in a Beis Medrash, with a Chevra, with a Rebbe, with, you know, Gedolim all around us here in Yeshiva. Right? Those moments that you're going to grab on a subway on your way to work are greater in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the learning that you do when you have the Yeshiva Das. Exactly what it says in Pirkei Avos, Lefum Tzara Agra. Or the famous Vard of the Kotzker, he says, V'chein Amar Harav HaKadosh Mikotzk, on the words of the Mishnah, Al Tomer L'Kesheefne Eshna Hashem Elo Tipana. Pasha Pshat, says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, don't say this week's Pirkei Avos. Last week's Pirkei Avos. That when I have time, I will learn. Shem Elo Tipana. Pasha Pshat, maybe I'll never have free time. Panoi means what? What does panoi mean? Free time, availability. Right? So don't say L'Kesheefne, when I free up my schedule, then Eshna, then I'll learn. Shem Elo Tipana. Maybe you'll spend your whole life being too busy for learning. That's the Pashtub Shah of the Mishnah. The Kotzker Rebbe learned the Mishnah, Shekavana Satana Lomar Shema Haloti Pana Shalacha Mu'ula L'Shamayim Yoser Minati Pana.
Shema, here's how the Kotzker learns it. Don't say that when I have time to sit back and I can set up and it's, I have Yeshiva Das, I've got my coffee, I've got my Gemara, I'm all set up, I'm ready to go. I got a good night's sleep, my chavrusha was on time, everything's great. Ah, this is a morning I'm going to really give Nachas Ruach to the Borei Olam. Hashem says it's beautiful. But Shema, perhaps, lo tipana, the learning you do when you don't have time, Shema, perhaps that's greater learning. You hear how he's reading the Mishnah? Al Tomer, don't say, when I have all the time in the world, then my learning's really learning. But when I grab a Mishnah on my commute to work in the morning with a pocket Mishnayis, not worth that much. Shema, perhaps the lo tipana, the learning you did when you didn't have the time for it, is worth more to the Borei Olam than the learning when you had the free time. That's a Gevaldic teaching from the Kotzker. It's an amazing idea. Right? So don't assume that the cards are, so to speak, stacked against me. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, the celebration of Lag BaOmer is how lowly Jews can become great Jews. How Jews who come from a hated place can become mamish, the most beloved. Like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Man Pnei Adon Hashem, Dor Rashbi, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. It's gavaldic, it's unbelievable. B'schus Rashbi, we brought down the Torah. Nuchav Atayah Remes. A new Remes. Jumped out at me this morning. What's the gematria of Shimon? That's true. What else is the gematria of Shimon? I'm so happy I finally beat you, Velvo, on something. 11-16. Okay? 11-16. Nu? Who knows one? One is Hashem. Two are the Luchas. Yeah? 11-16. 11-18? 11-18 is Shema Yisrael. No, that's not 11-16. What's 11-16? What's 11-16? Oh. So a couple of things. And they're very, very nice. L'chavad Rabbi Shimon. Right? First of all, how does the Torah begin? What's the first word of the Torah? Bereshis. Yeah? What's the second word of the Torah? Bara. What's the gematria of Bereshis Bara? 11-16. Bereshis Bara is 11-16. So already you see that Rabbi Shimon, there's a medrash that says, the famous medrash, because Rashi brings it. Bereshis, Bishvil. Right? Bereshis means Bishvil, Yisrael, Shenikereshis. Why was the world created? For the Jewish people who are called Rashis. Bishvil Torah, Shenikra Rashis. Yeah? When I was a Talmud in this yeshiva, I remember Rabbi Simon once gave a shir, and he quoted the Medrash, says the Medrash, Bishvil Moshe, Shenikra Rashis. The world was created for Moshe, who's called Rashis. Moshe is called Rashis. There's a lot of Midrashim about Rashis. We know the famous ones again. Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Rashis. Bishvil Torah, Shenikra Rashis. There's other ones. Bishvil Chalosh, Nikarashis. Bishvil Bikurim. The world was created for Bikurim because Bikurim are called Rashis. Rashis Bikurim Ad Mascha. Or Chal is called Rashis. Rashis Ariso Sechem, the first of your dough. The world was created for Chal. All right, figure out what all these Midrashim mean. There's a Midrash that says Bishvil Moshe, Nikarashis. Ah, but Moshe and Rashbi, there's a strong connection over there. Right. So Bereshis, Bishvil Rishon Bar Yochai, Nikarashis. Why? Because Bereshis Bara, 11-16, is Gematria Shimon. If you take the Nun Sofit, is Gematria, right? So again, we're learning today, Shevet Shimon. Rebbe Shimon, this is the Tachlis of creation, the beginning of the Torah. When Hashem, so to speak, started writing the Torah, he hinted to the ones who are going to give him the greatest kavod. The greatest kavod. That's why we also find that the greatest way to honor a king, right, is to allow him to establish his kingdom. Yeah. It says in the writings of the Rebbe of Kamarna, in his writings on Megillas Esther, it says that we know that Achashverosh asked Vashti to appear before him, Bekeser Malchus, to appear wearing the crown of the king. Right? We know Keser is the highest of the spheros, and Malchus is the lowest of the spheros. State in Kesem Ophir, it's the name of the Sefer of the Kamarna Rebbe on Megillas Esther, he says that when the king asks Vashti, the king is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Vashti is a lot of things, right? Bekeser Malchus is Gematria 11:18. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So think about that. What does that mean? So that means Keser Malchus is Gematria 11:16.
So Shimon, the name Shimon, the name of what we're learning today, again, the lowest Shevet, but also one of the greatest Jews of all time, the name Shimon, Gematria 1116, is Gematria Keser plus Malchus, the highest of the Sefiros and the lowest of the Sefiros. That's unbelievable. I saw an 1116 over Pesach, new 1116 over Pesach. Very nice. There's a Sefer called Ohel Torah. A lot of Ramazim, interesting Sefer. So he says, another way, so again, so you understand what I'm saying with Keser Malchus? Right? Keser is the highest of the Sefiros, Malchus is the lowest of the Sefiros. That means Rishon Bar Yochai is an all-encompassing personality, from Keser to Malchus, from the highest to the lowest. And that's sort of what we're saying here. He came from the lowest and he became Mamish the highest. Okay, but another remez about 1116 that I saw over Yontif. We know that if you look at the chart of the Sefiros, yeah? So you have the, oh wow, here you go, nice chart, okay? Beautiful chart. You ever seen these charts? You ever been to Tzvas? You know, you see these for sale in a variety of forms. My father has a coffee mug with this picture on it. With the father's a Kabbalist, so it makes a lot of sense. He actually drinks his coffee with the structure of the Sefirot in the morning, okay? So here in this, what are we looking at? What is this? Rabbi Nachman's Power of Psalms, okay? So in the structure of the Sefirot, we have right, left, and center. Okay, so in this picture, you have Keser is on top in the middle. Then you have Chochma on the right, and Bina on the left. Das, back in the middle. Chesed on the right, Gvura on the left, Tiferes in the middle. Netzach on the right, Hod on the left, Yesod in the middle, and then Malchus on the bottom in the middle. Okay, Keser on the top, Malchus on the bottom. Keser plus Malchus is Gematria Shimon. That's what I want to share with you today. But I saw in the Sefer Ohel Torah, and again, it shows us how Rabbi Shimon is connected to the whole structure of the Sefiros. Again, one way to say it is Keser plus Malchus is Gematria Shimon. Another way to say it, another 1116, very interesting, the Sefer Ohel Torah brings, he says that if you add up the Gematria of Yamin, Smol, Emtza, right, left, middle, as they're referred to, Chesed, Din, and Rachamim.
All six words.
Yamin, Smol, Emsa, Chesed, Din, Rachamim. Because that's the structural overview of the Sefiros. Right, left, middle. Right side, more than anything, is associated with Chesed. Left side is Din. Middle is the blends, what we call Rachamim, or Tiferes. So in the Sefer, Ohel Torah, in the second volume, page 511, he says, Yamin, Smol, Emsa, Chesed, Din, Rachamim, is Gematria, 1118, Keser, Malchus. Okay? 1116, I'm sorry, 1116. So Shimon is 1116, Keser, Malchus is 1116, Bereishis Bara is 1116. Yeah? What's the worst thing that could happen to a Jew? On the neshama level, Kares. Yeah? When the Torah talks about getting Kares, you know what the Torah says? Like, for example, it says, don't eat chametz. If you eat chametz, you're in big trouble. If you eat chametz, what's going to happen to you? V'nichr saha nefesh. What's the gematria of v'nichr saha nefesh? Let's see. V'nichr saha nefesh. The lowest place a soul could be. When the Torah says, v'nichr saha nefesh. Say good, Velva. What's Venechersa? How much is Venechersa? Guys, this is not only homework for Zev. Come on. What's Venechersa?
It's
681. Venechersa is 681, okay, and Hanefesh?
435.
How much?
435.
Put them together, what do you got? 1116. Gvaldik. So from Bereishis Bara, from the beginning of the Torah, from the height of the Sefiros to the lowest of the Sefiros, Keser to Malchus, right? From the lowest place a Jew can be, V'nichrasa Nefesh, right? To the Gematria of the name of our Tzaddik, who came from a low place but overcame all of that, like the Tolner Rebbe is saying, 1116. Yeah, last but not least, I'll tell you one more. Also, B'schus Rabbi Shimon, fresh from this week. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Gemara in Sukkah, in Daf Mem Hei, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said one of the guttiest statements maybe in all of Shas. Mamish got to really believe in yourself to say such a thing. But he did. He knew who he was. Rishon Bar Yochai said, Yochol ani, anyone know? Leftoras kol olam kula, min adin. Yeah? I could save the whole world from judgment from the time of creation until me, or maybe from beyond, you know, from forever. Yeah. So I realized this week that Yochol ani liftor es kol olam kulo is Gematria 1116. Yochol ani liftor es kol olam kulo. Rishima said, I can save the whole world. Do you know why? Because I don't care how low you are. I don't care, again, how much the cards are stacked against you. Rishima says, I have the ability to teach you that from the lowest of places sometimes comes the highest of things. Okay? That the Jew, again, I'm trying to mechazik you also on a pshat level, not just Ramazan. On a pshat level, when you, whatever you do with your summer, yeah, believe that the little bit of learning that you do might be worth more than the lot of bit of learning you do during the regular zman. The Kotzker Zvart. That maybe the loti pana is worth more than, again, than having a lot of time and being in yeshiva and being with your rebbeim and being with your chaverim. Maybe being the one Jew in the office with the yarmulke who sits during his lunch break listening to 15 minutes of, listening to a Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz 10-minute halacha just to make sure that I have Torah in my day. Maybe that's worth more than 3 hours of learning on a regular day. Who knows? Okay, chaver, it's getting late. Let's finish the piece. Midas Rashbi hu hod shebahod v'chein midas shema. V'efshar lahosif from the bottom right-hand corner. V'efshar lahosif od remez. Al sheichuso shal Rashbi l'shevet Shimon b'daika. Dihine yoma dihilula shal Rashbi lagba omer mechuvan keneged midas hod shebahod. We know that the 33rd day of the Omer, as we work through each day, the first week of Sfira is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach. The fifth week of the Omer is Hod. The fifth week, the fifth day, Hod Shebahod, that's Lag BaOmer. Hod Shebahod. Okay? What is Hod? And does Hod have a connection to what we've been learning? So he quotes from the Imre Noam, the Rebbe of Jikov, in his writings on Zos Chanukah, Lecha Hashem Hagedula, Hagavura Vatiferes, Vanetzach Vahod, Kikol Bashamayim Varetz. The pasuk that we say when we take out the Torah from Divrei Hayamim, from the very end of Tanakh. And the Imre Noam says on that pasuk, Koi al Shmonas Yimei Chanukah. The eight expressions in the pasuk correspond to what? Correspond to the eight nights of Chanukah. Okay. Sounds good. Valpidvarov, Hayom Chamishi Shel Chanukah, Hamechuvan Keneged Shevet Shimon, Mechuvan Keneged Hamida Chamishis Shim Mida Sahod. In other words, we've been learning that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose name is Shimon, comes from Shevet Shimon. We also know independently, we can keep this simple, we don't need this Imre Noam per se to explain this idea, but we also know independently, right, that in the 7 weeks of Sfira, the fifth one is called Hod. Does Shevet Shimon have a shaychus to the number five? Right? I mean, Reuven, Shimon, they're the second tribe born to Yaakov. Does Shimon have a shaychus to the number five? So when the Nesiim were bringing their karbanos, who brought fifth? Shimon. Bayom HaChamishi, Nasi Livnei Shimon, Shlumiel Ben Tzurisha Dai. Yeah? And Parshas Naso, and it goes through the Nesiim, bringing their karbanos, the fifth one to bring is the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. Sometimes as Shlumiel Ben Tzurisha Dai, also known as, the same Nasi we were beating up before, Zimalu, the same Nasi who ended up being intimate with Cosby and being killed by Pinchas, right, started off as a Nasi, as the head of the tribe of Shimon. Okay? So you see again that Shimon has a shaychus to the number five, and five is the Midah of Hod, and Lag BaOmer is what? The fifth day of the fifth week, Hod Shebahod, which means it's a day that's deeply connected to Shimon, not just, again, Lag BaOmer happens to be the halula of someone named Shimon. The number five, Bichlal, is connected to Shimon. Yes? Yeah. Yeah, five parts of the soul. Okay, but let's do like this. Let's do like this for a second. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av.
Av is the fifth month. Does anyone know whose yahrzeit is on the fifth day of the fifth month? No? Moshe Zayinadar. Who's the fifth of Av? Whose yahrzeit is the fifth of Av? It's also a form of Hod Shabbat. You know his yahrzeit on the fifth of Av? The Satmar Rebbe said on his yahrzeit, you should sing Bar Yochai. Because of this connection. Take a guess. Who could it be? The fifth of Av. Good guess. Good guess. The Arizal. The Arizal's yahrzeit is the fifth of Av. Right? The fifth day of the fifth month. Right? Again, the fifth, just like the fifth day of the fifth week of Sfira is Hod Shabbahod, the fifth day of the fifth month is the yahrzeit of the Arizal. Amazing idea. And the fifth month, guess what? Shockingly, open up a B'nai Yisachar, which Shevet corresponds to the month of Av? Shevet Shimon. Tammuz is Reuven. He arranges it according to the way that they camp, the Golem. So Chodesh Av is Shimon. What do we know about Chodesh Av? That's the lowest point of the calendar year, Tisha B'Av. It's also the greatest point of the calendar year because we have Tu B'Av, one of the greatest holidays. So Chodesh Av actually combines somewhat this feeling of the lowest and the highest. That's what Shimon the Shevet is about. That's what Rishimon Bar Yochai is about. Okay. And the Arizal, of course, was one who helped to be Megala, the Torah of Rabbi Shimon. Okay? Good? Okay, let's finish it up. Bottom paragraph on the page. V'nei Moshe Rabbeinu Atzmo haya halo b'chinas midazu k'dichsiv v'nasata mehod chalav. We know that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to Rabbi Shimon in the deep way. Moshe Rabbeinu also has a shaykhis to hod. As it says, v'nasata mehod chalav. Moshe, you transferred some of your hod onto your Talmud Yoshua. So Moshe, obviously you had hod. The Rashbi Harei Hayanitzos Minishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rishon Bar Yochai is a spark of the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like it says in the Lakute Shas of the Arizal, Duh, you should know, Ki Rashbi Alav Shalom Hayanitzos Mi Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. That they're connected. What are some of the connections? Kumo Moshe Barach Vnei Cherev Paro. Moshe ran for his life because Paro wanted to kill him, and he ran off into the Midbar. So to Rishon Bar Yochai was running from the Roman Caesar. And he also ran for his life, and he hid in the Midbar of Lud, in his cave. Right? And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is like Rashbi. V'od kasa b'sefer HaKadosh Megala Mukos. Ra Moshe Mashi Yiska and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Moshe saw what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would do in the future. Turn to the last page. Shayanitzot Shalo. Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would do something great in the future. Right? Mizimna Tinyana Desalek Moshe Lahar. V'lachain. And therefore, at the time Moshe went to the mountain, he perceives what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would do. So therefore, when Moshe gave us his Chumash, his Torah, Torah's Moshe, it's divided into how many books? Five books. Why five books? Five is Hod. But more than that, what's the connection to Rashbi? You know what the deepest section of the Zohar is called? The Sifra D'Tzniusa. Tznius means that which is hidden. Right? The Safra D'Tzniusa is the book of concealment. It's a section of the Zohar in Parshas Truma. It's the deepest section, perhaps, of the Zohar. The Arizal has a commentary on it. The Vilna Gaon has a commentary on it. Mamish, the deepest. You know how it's broken up? It's broken up into five prakim. The deepest section of Rabbi Shimon's Torah is divided into five. And the Sfarim say that these five sections of the Safra D'Tzniusa connect the five books of the Torah. And therefore, Lachain, Kamosha, Moshe, Tikein, Hei Svarim. So too, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wrote five prakim of the Safra D'Tzniusa. And that's the secret of the Pasuk, like we learned last week. Alisa Lamarim Shavisa Shevi. Moshe, you went up to the heights of heaven. And when you brought down the Torah, you took a hostage, right? Who's the Shevi? Who's the captive? Or who helped to capture the Torah? From Shamayim, Shevi. Shevi is Rashi Tevos Shimon Bar Yochai. That's what the Arizal writes. That's what the Megala Mukos writes. So we see a connection between Moshe, who had a sheiches to the Midah of Hod, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Nu, ask Akasha. We have time for one more kasha. Moshe had the Midah of Hod. He gave some of his Hod to Yoshua. Moshe is connected to Rashbi. Hod Shabahod, Lag Baomer. A little Chodesh Av. Shevet Shimon. Arizal. Okay. Got a lot of nice pieces. Nu? Who corresponds to Chesed? Avram. Who corresponds to Gevurah?
Yitzchak. Who corresponds to Tiferes? Yaakov. Who corresponds to Netzach? Oh, who? So that's the Shaila. Moshe's not Hod, Moshe's Netzach. Who's Hod? Aaron. What does Aaron have to do with Rishon Baruch Hai very quickly? Aaron's a Kohen Gadol. Where does the Kohen Gadol go? Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim is Hod Shabbat. Nakamashim, I'm saying. Kodesh Kedoshim is the place which is Hod Shabbat. Right? Kohanim are Hod. Kohen Gadol is Hod Shabbat. The Kodesh Kedoshim is the place that is Hod Shabbat. Yeah. The Gemara says in Brachos, Beis HaMikdash is Hod. Well, if Beis HaMikdash is Hod, so what's Hod Shabbat? Kodesh Kedoshim. Aaron HaKohen. Okay. But Moshe is usually associated with Netzach. So now you're connecting Moshe to Rashi, you're connecting Moshe to Hod. No? Anyone want to get us out of this mess? Yeah? Got my back. Eliel Ezra. Eliel Malchavus comes to the rescue. Let's hear.
Really, the legs are interchangeable.
Ah, good.
One doesn't have to deal with that.
Beautiful. Netzach and Hod are the easiest in some ways to use interchangeably. Chanukah and Purim. Which one's Netzach, which one's Hod? They're both right. Purim is primarily Netzach. Chanukah is primarily Hod. But if you look in the Pesach Eliyahu, where it breaks down the body, it says what? Right arm is Chesed. Left arm is Gvura. Torso is Tiferes. Legs are Netzach and Hod. It doesn't say specifically right leg, left leg. So I thought a nice way to prove this idea is what do we find in Rashi and Parshas Va'era about Moshe and Aaron? Who's greater, Moshe or Aaron? Who comes first? You'll say, Moshe for sure. Moshe is greater than Aaron, right? Moshe comes before Aaron. Moshe is Netzach, Aaron is Hod. No? But if you remember Rashi and Parshas Ve'era, pull it up quickly. Rashi, Shemos Perek Vav. What does it say? Shemos Perek Vav. Where is it? I wrote down the wrong pasuk. Oh. Pasuk of Zion. The pasuk says, Heim hamedavrim el parah melech Mitzrayim lehot yisbnei Yisrael Mitzrayim hu Moshe v'Aaron. And then in pasuk of Vav, one pasuk earlier, it says, hu Aaron u'Moshe. So why is sometimes it put Aaron first, sometimes it puts Moshe first? What does Rashi say? Sometimes it puts Aaron first. Sometimes it puts Moshe first. Yesh mekomos shemakdim Aaron leMoshe. Yesh mekomos shemakdim Moshe leAaron. Lomer lecha sheshakulin keechad. Why does it sometimes put Aaron first, sometimes put Moshe first? To teach you that they're equal. A lot of explanations what that means. Moshe and Aaron are equal, right? But the fact that sometimes Moshe comes first, sometimes Aaron comes first, is a reminder to us that even though primarily Moshe is Netzach and Aaron is Hod, just like Purim is Netzach and Chanukah is Hod, yeah, they're interchangeable. So sometimes Moshe can become Hod, as Moshe gave his Hod, his transmission of Torah to his Talmud Yeshua, Pasuk, open Pasuk in Chumash, Parshas Pinchas, and Moshe Rabbeinu, we know again, is the spark of the Neshama of Rishon Baruch Hai. Okay, last but not least, the final section. The stone of Rabbi Shimon, of Shevet Shimon, on the Choshen. I'll just say it quickly because I see it's really late. What's the stone of Shimon on the Choshen? Just take a look, what stone is it? The stone on the Choshen is called the Pitda. The pitta. You see it? Yine avno shal shimon b'choshen haisa pitta. What is the pitta? It's a greenish stone. And Rabbeinu Bachai in his commentary on Chumash says, you know why it's green? When a person turns green, usually a sign that they're nauseous. Yeah? So he says, their faces turn green with shame. Shevet Shimon became green when they saw, they were repulsed when they saw what happened with their Shevet. That they got involved in all sorts of Arayos and Zimri ben Salu. And, right, it was a very embarrassing, thing. So says the Talmud Rebbe, he said, but green is also a very chashuv color. And that's why we sing in the song of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we talk about Bar Yochai, Kav Yorok Mechadesh Chadashim. I know very little about the Kav Yarok, although I know it's a very, very deep Kabbalistic idea, the green line. I don't know what it means. I know we put it into the song of Bar Yochai. So again, green could represent something that's very plain and sometimes even very shameful and lowly. The stone of Shimon could be green as it represents something disgraceful, right? And the stone is called Pitda, which he says here is Gematria 98. There are 98 curses in the Tochacha. So it could be a very disgraceful, sinful type of stone or color. But of course, the green also represents something very, very deep, very mysterious, very much beyond this world. And again, that's the life and that's the story of Shevet Shimon. Nu, so chaver, so mirza Hashem, we should be zocha to take to heart the lesson of Rishon Bar Yochai. Again, what a deep secret of Tzadok and the Ishbitzer revealed to us, and the Sifsei Tzadik, that Rabbi Shimon wasn't just named Shimon, but he came from Shevet Shimon. And that itself is a tremendous chizik for us, that a Shevet that can be so rejected and so hated and so lowly, makes so many embarrassing, disgusting mistakes, the worst of the worst. 24,000. Again, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, the 24,000 members of Shevet Shimon who died in an embarrassing plague of Zara and Arayos. And yet, Dafka from such a place comes the deepest Torah in the world. Okay? Shabbat Zeicha. Bekavel such a Torah once again. Shkoyach.